Hey, friend.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
So many things.
So it's been a minute.
It has been.
It's been, well, we've actually recorded 2 episodes. Mm-hmm. We just haven't posted them yet.
Yeah, because we're working on a new project.
New project. Should we tell them what it is?
We can.
Okay. You do it.
I can't keep a secret.
I know. It's like... So, like we said, we haven't finished it, so we are doing season by season of
Sons of Anarchy.
Riding through this world. So, yeah, we are in the middle of that. We've done season 1 and season 2. Working on season 3. Gonna get there. Gonna get to Ireland. Will. It's gonna happen, but just not yet. We're still. And so I think, like, we did that in the summer, and we now did. It's and fall.
It's November.
It's November. And here we are.
But it's hard. I mean, like, we've had life and...
Life is life, man. Life is life. But we thought we'd do a special episode today because we want to talk about Christmas.
Yes.
I can't believe it's already here. It's... We're in November. It's crazy.
I'm so unprepared this year. I normally start, like, in April getting gift ideas and all that stuff. I have not.
Nothing.
Nope.
Well, we had our Christmas together.
We did.
That we was
did.
Our Christmas present to each other.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like it was, a lot of this year has been leading up to that trip. So yeah. Now I'm like, okay, the trip's over. Now I've got 2 months.
Now what do I do?
Yeah.
So. Well, and if you guys want ideas upon ideas, we do have some old Christmas episodes that I just recently re-listened to get some ideas for this one. Mm-hmm. So check it out. We have our holiday traditions, which was super, in my opinion, I thought was quite interesting. And then we have our songs and movies, and we'll talk a little bit about songs and movies today as well. And also the gift ideas, which yes. I thought, I'm like, man, these are great ideas. And hopefully we'll have some more for you today, this episode. Okay.
Whenever it airs.
Hopefully before December 25th.
Here's hoping.
Here's hoping. Yeah, we'll get on editing next week. Sure.
It'll happen.
Okay. So just real quick, some movies that we did not cover the last time around, because we spent a lot of time on Home Alone, which, again, classic.
I love that movie.
But some things that we forgot or that we left out. Elf. We did not talk about Elf.
I love
as
that
I said,
one too.
Elf. Oh gosh. I was saying, oh my gosh. So I was saying collar to somebody, and they're like, "Oh, the color of my shirt." And I'm like, "Oh no, did my Southern accent
did my
come
accent
out? Collar?
Come out.
Not collar. Collar. Okay." But yes, Elf.
Such, I love that movie.
Such a classic. Now Will Ferrell at his best. It was so good. I love that movie so much. Zooey Deschanel.
I was
in that.
To
yes.
Say, she did an excellent job in it.
Yeah. It's so cute. I love all... We did a Christmas elf theme party for my big family. And it was so fun. We had shirts with all the elf quotes on it. Yeah. I had the good news. I saw a dog today. Yeah. Very fitting. We also didn't talk about the Polar Express.
Oh.
The Polar Express, I think it scared my little grandchild. I think she didn't like it so much. I don't know. I think they said she saw some kind of, like, the animation was kind of freaking her out a little bit. Because they are animated a little strange.
They are.
A little strange. But it's Polar Express. It's the trains. It's the trains for me.
It is. Okay, so, fun fact, I've never seen it all the way. I've only been able to watch, like, parts of it. And I'm like, I can't do this. But I can appreciate that it's a classic.
Yeah.
I also have not watched A Christmas Story, like, all the way through.
Did we even? I don't think we talked about A Christmas Story last time either.
And that's a classic, too. But like, I can't.
They do 24 hours of it on TBS or something like that, Christmas Day. So
and
it's
I
like.
I always just see, like,
bits and pieces. Bits. Yeah.
But I will tell you this about the Polar Express. We went on a Polar Express themed train ride up in North Carolina, I think it was, several years back, but you wore your pajamas.
Like, oh, it was that's so cute. Did you have hot chocolate?
Yes.
Oh,
Santa
how
came
cute.
Up on our little car, and it was cool.
How adorable.
It was. I mean, we were grown, but, you know, it was
well,
fun.
I mean, come on.
Your grandbaby, though.
Oh, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see if she can make it through the movie. I don't know. she might not like it. The train ride
might be a little bit
the
better.
The elves were a little creepy. The elves were slight, yeah. Well, you haven't seen it, so you wouldn't. But
no, I mean, like I've seen pieces.
They do have, it's like, the animation is a little like, is that what people look like? I don't know. But really love the storyline, and, yeah, you know, Tom Hanks is in it, and of he course plays a bunch of different, yeah, characters, and he's the conductor. Tickets, tickets, tickets. It's really cute. And, of course, that Josh Groban song. We talked about that in the last Christmas app. Mm-hmm. There's a really good Josh Groban song in there for Christmas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also for Christmases.
Okay.
With Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn.
Thank you. I was like, yes. I see his face. I see his face.
Tim McGraw is in that movie. What? He plays one of Vince Vaughn's brothers. Yes. When they go visit his dad's family, mm-hmm, one of his brothers is Tim McGraw.
Nice.
Not like as Tim McGraw, but like, of Tim course McGraw playing, yeah, a character. And then the other one is Jon Favreau. I think that's how you say his last name. I love him. Like, mm-hmm, he's cute. I like him a lot. But his wife, it's a really, have you seen it? Have you watched it?
No.
Oh, it's hilarious. No, I think you need
I
to watch it.
I think I started it, but like, I'm, you know.
I know. Have such I a hard time it with, yeah, movies. It's so funny, like, his wife is talking about, she's making cheese and crackers, hors d'oeuvres and stuff, and she's like just spraying spray cheese on a Ritz. Mm-hmm. It's like cheese and crackers, hors d'oeuvres. And then they go to visit Vince Vaughn's mom, and it's Sissy Spacek.
Oh,
and
yeah,
she's married like a younger guy who happens, mm-hmm, to be his one of his old classmates, and he's like, "Let me give you some gas money," and he's like, "I don't need gas money. You're my same age."
I'm gonna have to watch that.
You're
gonna
have
year
to watch it. And Reese Witherspoon's family. Oh, Dwight Yoakam plays the pastor.
What?
Yes, he plays the pastor. And I think John Voight plays her dad. And it's just like, it's a whole bunch of crazy people. The whole premise of the movie is that they don't go and visit their families at Christmas because they're all so crazy. And they have divided families because both of their parents are divorced.
Yeah.
So they have to go to four different, hence,
don't they
four
usually
Christmases
go on like vacation?
They
or
do. And
see,
they got,
I think,
caught
I've
on
seen
TV.
Like the beginning,
yes,
of it.
They got caught on the news and they couldn't go because there was like a there's something that like hindered them from going on the flight that they were supposed to go on. So they're like, okay, they're on camera, and then they start getting calls about, are you coming? Are you coming? Yeah. Since you're not going away. Yeah, it's really good. It's really cute. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love watching it now every year because it's so funny.
Aww.
It's just so good. So those were all my movies. Did you have any movies that you wanted to share?
I feel like I've probably discussed these before, but I'll just go through them really quick.
Well, I remember The Christmas Card.
The Christmas Card,
because I finally watched it. Hallmark movie.
It's
super
very, it's Hallmarky.
It's very Hallmarky, but it was good. Me and John watched it, and it was good.
I love it. I love A Veteran's Christmas. I know I've already talked about that one before. The Holiday.
Oh, I watched that on a flight.
All I'm thinking of is Rose. It's Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet and,
yes,
Jack Black. Oh, yes, and so Jude good Law. Jude, mm-hmm, Law is fine in
he
that.
Is.
He is fine in that movie. Fine. Yeah, I love that movie. I just recently watched that, like, on, I think it was when we went to Memphis. I watched that,
okay,
on the flight. Yeah,
yeah.
Something, I don't know, we weren't watching the same. I was like, I'm going to watch The Holiday. I haven't watched that in so long.
It's
so,
so good.
I loved it so much. Yes.
Yeah.
Glad you brought that one up. It's, mm-hmm, a good one.
Yep, that's about it.
That's
as
about
far
it
as movies.
I don't, I can't think of any, like, we talked a lot about songs in the last one, and, I mean,
I'm like an old, like, I'm an old-fashioned person when it comes to the, mm-hmm, Christmas songs. Like, I like all the old ones.
How early will you start listening to Christmas music?
Okay, so normally, a lot sooner.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you think 98.5 is already playing it?
I don't know if they are this year.
Hmm,
I feel,
okay,
like they go back and forth. Like, sometimes it's like November 1st. Sometimes it's the,
it's
day,
like,
after Thanksgiving.
How rough of a year has it been? Like, when do we need to start breaking out the Christmas music?
Listen, Tugs has been playing Jingle Bells since,
oh,
like, July.
Okay.
So that might be why I've not.
I will tell you, I
yet
hate when that song comes on.
Jingle,
like,
Bells?
If I'm listening to the radio, yeah, I can't stand that. I'm like, I don't want to listen to Jingle Bells. Nope.
There,
no, thank you.
Is it Bruce Springsteen?
Oh,
oh, God. I, what is,
wait,
the one?
Wait, no. He sings Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I will listen to that.
Okay. It might not be him then. You know I'm terrible. There's one that they play, and I swear to God, every store you're in, and it's like the most repetitive thing. And you're like, when will this
song
end?
When will it end?
When will it end?
Stop it. I love Christmas music, but that, yeah, I can't do it with Jingle Bells. I'm just like, yeah. I'm done. I can listen to the Bruce Springsteen Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I get sick of the Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire song. Yeah. I'm like, that's kind
of... There's some of them that are sad. I get kind of done.
Oh, yeah. The Christmas Shoes? Oh, my God. I will bawl. No, thank you.
Yes, but I'll tell you something else that happens during the holidays that, like, I am forever scarred, I guess.
Oh, God.
So, Jared couldn't come home one Christmas.
Uh-huh.
My cousin, he lives up in, like, D.C. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, he couldn't come home for Christmas one year. And he put on that damn Yule log. No. And it just had, like, Christmas songs and, like, the crackling fire. And he said, I was more depressed. After I turned that on, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've never just thought about that, but no. That's so sad.
It is sad. We've never missed a Christmas, like, I think, from being at home. Yeah. Like, we went off on trips on after Christmas, but we're usually at home for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh.
Well. Don't turn on the Yule
Don't
log.
Turn on the Yule log. Merry Christmas to me. I'm so sad. I could just see him, like, sitting, like, tear. Yeah.
He's like, this is depressing.
It's depressing. Some songs are depressing. And sometimes I'll be singing along and I'll just get, like, choked up.
Oh,
I'll be
yeah.
like,
singing gosh.
Along and I'm just like, oh gosh, the feelings are hitting me. I will say there's a few other songs that, I think I might have talked about it in the last one, but the Stephen Colbert rendition of Good King Wenceslas. Wenceslas. I can never pronounce it, but
no,
I like his little
though.
Rendition. He sings with Mandy Patinkin and the guy from Smashing Pumpkins, I think. Yes, it was a weird, it's from the old Stephen Colbert Report. And
okay.
He sings that King Wenceslas and they sing a harmony and a trio and it was really good. So I downloaded it and I listen to it every year.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh, and Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard that one either.
Oh, it's
I probably have. I have like 98.5 all the time.
I drive my family crazy with that one because it's just a long, they rap, I'm doing air quotes. They don't really rap, but singing, talking, and then they have a whole chorus and I sing it. And then they have horns play in the background. And it's like, burr, 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 burr. And I'm like, yes, I love this. And then everybody's rolling their eyes in the background.
Gosh.
Yeah. So anyway.
I don't know if I've talked about this on one of our old episodes, but when I was like 18 and I was working as a cashier, one of my favorite people in the store, like he was like the produce manager or something, but he came up and he's this guy from New York. He comes up and he's like, I have been trying to think of it all day. What is the 8th day of Christmas, like on the 12 days of Christmas? Without missing a beat, I go, table dancers, 8 table dancers. And he looks at me horrified. And he's like, Alita, I don't think that's it. That's the redneck version.
The redneck version.
And it was.
8 table dancers. You could listen to the Jeff Foxworthy Christmas.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And I blurted it out. And I was so proud of myself.
Table dancers.
I said it with my whole chest. 8 table dancers. And he's like.
No.
Nope.
What is it? Now I'm going to be like,
dude, I
couldn't
still
tell
know.
You. 8. After 5 golden rings, I'm done.
Yeah.
That's it.
I hate that song. Speaking of.
Is that the song that you're like, no, I can't listen to it if it
oh,
comes
yeah. I mean,
on
it,
like on the radio.
So long. But no, that's not the one. I want to say it's like, it's the most wonderful time of the year,
it's the
but they
most
just.
Most wonderful time of the year.
That might not be it, though. I don't know. But it's just like repetitive.
Yeah, that's Jingle Bells for me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Tugs is a big fan of Jingle Bells.
Oh, that's great. Good for him. Happy for him. More power to you, Tugs.
Since July.
Christmas in July.
Pray for us.
Okay, so you don't want to talk about gift ideas?
Sure thing, friend.
All right, let's do it. Well, I was going to start off with some non-local, and then we'll, I just want to get the non-local stuff that I was
thinking
about.
Okay, that's fine.
Like, Bombas, we're adults now. Socks. I can't. I just socks, and they make great underwear too. I love their underwear.
I think I had an ad pop up the other day where they had like these sock slipper things.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm
like, those look so cool.
They do. They look really cool. I've been seeing those too. You know, the Instagram and Facebook ads always get me. They always get me
every time.
But I love Bombas underwear. That's I just love them. So they donate pairs of socks to people in need, I believe. Yeah. When you buy a pair, they donate a pair, that kind of thing. So that's like my non-local. And Lilliput. I got earrings from you.
Oh, Lilliput.
Lilliput.
Lilliput, I think.
Okay.
But it's like a, it's based out of New Orleans.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm. Sweet. Well, I might check them out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of them because I love the earrings that you got me from them.
Thank you, friend.
Yeah, which they're made in, at least they're in the U.S., like it's New Orleans, so, yeah, people listening who might be in that area.
Yeah, they have some very cute stuff. They have theirs on Etsy. You can also buy them through Flirty Girl.
Oh, awesome.
Which I love that store. Oh, yeah,
we should plug Flirty Girl, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm fixing to plug two things, okay?
We need to take a picture of that and put it on our Facebook.
Yes, because it's so freaking cute.
That is cute.
But it actually says on my cup, Flirty Girl and Swig.
That is cute.
So, Swig Life. Mm-hmm. Huge fan. I love their cups. Y'all, I swear to goodness, I feel like people are going to clutch their pearls. But I hate a Stanley cup. I think
they
look so plain. They're just plain. One of my friends is like, I can't wait. I've got a white Stanley cup. And I'm like, that's just...
Maybe they're going to put stickers on it?
Boring. I don't know. She likes solid white. So
oh, okay.
More power to her. Yeah. But I don't like Stanley cups. And so, anyways, I found Swig Life through Flirty Girl because I had ordered a cup last year from Mardi Gras.
Uh-huh.
And they have, like, the rubber bottom, so it's, like, no slip.
That's nice.
They have, like, the silicone straws.
That is cool.
And they're cute.
They are very cute.
Like, this one, I was expecting to get it in, like, December because it's for Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. But Flirty Girl collaborated with Swig Life to get, like, a Mardi Gras cup.
Super cool.
Yeah, so it has little marching boots on it. It's adorable.
That's awesome. We'll take a picture of it.
Yes. Put
it
in there. But I love that company. I literally, they're not, none of them will listen to this. So, my one gift that I've bought for everyone far are the little, like, they're the metal koozies.
Nice, nice.
But it comes from Swig Life, so.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're, like, 25, I think, a piece. So, anyways, I bought a bunch of those. And Flirty Girl, though, back to Flirty Girl, I've bought earrings from them. Mm-hmm. I've bought a ton of Mardi Gras stuff because I love Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
They have clothes. They have t-shirts.
Oh, they
have,
do.
Like, cookware.
Yeah, all sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah, it's really neat. But it's spelled
F-L-E-U-R-T-Y.
Thank you.
Flirty.
Yes.
You know, because they're based in Louisiana, New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other one that I have that's non-local is Red, White, and Blue Apparel. Mm-hmm. I bought, I was like, did I cover this previously? I don't think I did, though.
I don't think you did.
I bought several shirts for my brother-in-law last year.
Oh, okay.
From there. And they have some really cute stuff. And cool. He's actually worn them. So, yay.
Awesome. He's actually, well, you know, you never know when you get shirts and clothes if people are going to be like wearing them or not. You really have to be like focused, like honed in, and even sometimes then, you know, people's
their tastes change
and it's like what they like one year they might not, you know.
Yeah,
like, yeah. So,
and guys are hard for me.
Guys are so hard to,
but yeah, that's got some really cute stuff.
Awesome.
Okay, and then I have less local but still small, Handwritten by Sarah is perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. She's got some great options for music lovers, for, I really, she's got a couple of TV shows. I know she's got Peaky Blinders. Mm-hmm. She's got SOA.
Mm-hmm.
If you have like an artist, she's great for doing custom work. Like she can take a picture from your wedding and use your wedding song to make your portrait.
That is so cool.
It's so cool. So yeah, she makes these lyric portraits.
Mm-hmm.
She's based out of England, I think.
Oh, cool.
So it does take a little bit of time with shipping, but she is wonderful to work with.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, the person who needs self-care, like, more self-care, more pampering, Wildling Beauty and Wild Lily Organics. So Wild Lily Organics is based out of Miami, and I think Wildling Beauty is out of California, but both have like Washa stuff. They have like facial oils.
They have facial oils. Got them oils.
Facial oils. And that kind of stuff. Those companies are really cool. Present Not Perfect. I think I may have talked about this before, but they have the little sensory kits for kids. So if your kid is stuck inside and it's raining out, this is the perfect thing for them. They come with like little Play-Doh or kinetic sand, and they have all these little
doodads
in it. It's right. Really, yeah, it's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
And those are based around like emotions. So it's like they have one for like calming, or have one for like what to do when you're angry, that kind of thing. So it's kind of cool. Til Valhalla is out of St. Augustine. I've plugged this company a million times, but they're small. They are out of St. Augustine, and they give memorial plaques to families of soldiers that are killed in action, or like first responders or cops that are killed while on duty. But they also give to Mission 22. They have cups, they have stickers, they have shirts. I love that company. The other one that's kind of like near and dear to my heart is Candidly Kind and 21 Pineapples. They are both companies that are owned and ran by CEOs that actually have Down syndrome. So they have like shirts, beanies, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Okay, so those are the ones that I have that are less local but still small.
Less local but still small. I like that. I really like that. And thank you so much for all those ideas. Those are amazing. I'm so glad you brought all of those up, because I was like, oh yeah, I should have been talking over you, because I'm like, oh. So thank you for bringing those up.
Of course.
I didn't mention before. Okay, guys, let's just hash this out. We are recording another segment of our Christmas episode, because we realized we left off some things and we wanted to touch base on some stuff. So let me just go back.
Okay.
Airline gift cards. So if you have a friend in your life that travels and they fly Southwest, or they fly Delta, or they fly Spirit, or I don't know if Spirit does it, so don't quote me on that. But airline gift cards, you're putting money towards someone's travel.
That's amazing.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've got a lot of people in your life that are constantly traveling.
We fly.
Yeah.
I just hocus pocus. We fly. We fly. We fly on what? Wrong season. We're past that now. There's also Airbnb gift cards.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you can buy somebody an Airbnb gift card. And I think if, like, someone asks for, like, you know, if that's, like, they're planning on a trip and they know that they're going to stay at an Airbnb, what a great idea. Like, everybody can chip in a gift card and, you know, here's your stay paid for. Now, Vrbo doesn't have gift cards directly.
Okay.
But there is a website called Giftly, and it seemed kind of complicated, so I was like, I'm not going to read all that. But there's a
there
website.
Instructions. Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah, I guess you can get, like, gift cards, air quotes, for any, like, a lot of different businesses that don't offer gift cards directly.
Like, traditionally?
Yeah, okay. And then it turns it into, like, a Visa card, and then there's some, they can use it. It sounds complicated, again.
Or you could get them a Visa card.
Yeah, you can just hand them over cold, hard cash.
Yes, which is always appreciated. Yeah,
you know, cash, that's, hey, if you want to just hand me some money, sure, that's great. Put it towards whatever you want. A couple more things that I thought of just today.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister was trying to figure out a gift for her friend, and she was talking about how she likes coffee. And I'm like, well, you know, there's plenty of different local coffee places.
Yeah.
But I also thought of, because I saw this, I think, in Walmart a long time ago, the Ion mug. It keeps your coffee or your tea, whatever your beverage is, it keeps it warm. Like, okay. it's on like a little hot plate, I guess you would call it, and it's like electric, so it keeps your
warm. Is it kind of the same idea of like a candle warmer?
But I think they have ones that are like wireless.
Oh, okay.
So I think that there's also the Ember mug. Now, the Ember mug is expensive. Yeah. Like, it's a little bit more pricey.
Yeah.
But the Ion mug, I saw it at Walmart, and I don't think it's crazy expensive. Okay. Like, it would be it would be a thoughtful, you know, if you have someone who's always cold, which I was thinking about the weather today, and I'm like, what a nice idea to have, like, you know, you get your coffee or your tea and it stays warm the entire time. Also, on that note, heated blankets or heated gloves or a heated jacket. I will take a blanket. I do not care.
I know. That's the greatest thing.
I love blankets.
I'll have like 50 of them. I don't care.
Keep them coming. I love them. I love a blanket. Give me a blanket. Mm-hmm. That is my mom. She usually gives us like these throws. She's given us throws like throughout the years. And I'm like, I will never say no. I will never be disappointed by a blanket. But a heated blanket, hells yeah.
Even better.
Even better. And then, so we were talking about coffee. Let me go back to that. We didn't mention Biddy and Bo's.
I know. Well, see, I couldn't remember if I had mentioned it, like, in one of our last Christmas things, but that is an excellent company to buy.
To support.
Yeah, to support. Thank you. I was like, to give money to.
Yes.
No. To support. They have, like, an online store. They sell t-shirts. Mm-hmm. They sell, like, beanies. Cups, mugs.
I didn't check to see if they actually sold the coffee online that they
brew. Yeah, I'm not sure.
And if you don't know about Biddy and Bo's, they hire workers with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Mm-hmm. And there is a storefront. Like, we went to the one in Savannah. Mm-hmm. I know you've been to the one in Athens. I think they're opening up a store in Jacksonville, I want to say.
They may already have one in Jacksonville.
Okay, mm-hmm. cool. But it's a great company, and they do amazing work. On their website, it talks about how it's just a front for a human rights activist. Because
it's so nice, though, to be able to see them, like, give jobs to people with disabilities.
Well, they said that, like, 80% of people with disabilities are unemployed.
Yeah.
And they were like, we've got to do something about this.
Well, and it's so sad, too, because, you know, I could get on my soapbox forever, but they are way more capable than we, like, previous years we ever really gave them credit for. Mm-hmm. And this is just, this is putting it out in the public.
Right,
like, exactly. They have the ability to see that, because there are a lot of people who still, there's misconceptions.
There's
and
stereotypes,
everything.
There's stigmas. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also had fan stuff, not like ceiling fan or box fan.
Please go to the Home Depot and buy me a ceiling fan.
But I do want to point out, you know, I've noticed that those, you know, the like, the flicking fans? How do you...
What do they call them? The clack fans?
The clack fans. Yes, thank you. The flicking fans. Wow. No. If you could see my wrist movements.
I only know that because I bought one for the drag brunch.
Yeah, and I'm like, those are kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember being little, and oh, I loved a clack fan. Oh, my gosh. The ones with, like, the Japanese print, the artwork.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I would always go for that, like... I feel like we had them at, like, the Scholastic Book Fair or something, like, at the little Santa Secret
They
workshop.
Were way more accessible back
in
the day.
I know. Where did all the fans go? I feel like I always had one when I was little. But anyway, I guess that's what it stems from, because I'm like, you know what? These are kind of cute. Like,
they are, and this is Florida.
I mean,
like...
you get hot.
It's cold right now,
and they
but
fold.
Like,
you know, they're compactable. Not like one of the church fans where you have it on a, you know...
stick.
A popsicle stick where you're just like... Again, the hand motions.
Exactly. We are in Florida. We love our fans.
We do love our fans. But your team is so, if you have a person in your life and you can't figure out what to get them, think about what their favorite sports team is. Go sports. And you can get them. There's all sorts of crazy things that you can get that have like team logos on them. I mean,
yeah,
it's they're everywhere. It's they make the teleties.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I got some LSU teleties.
Listen, I've seen those. I've almost bought those for you before, so yeah.
Yeah, I have a pair now.
You've got the LSU ones. Yep. Good deal.
Yeah. So there's tons of different stuff out there where you could, like, you know, if you're trying to figure out what to get. When I re-listened to, like, what we have already on our recording, we were talking about how hard it is to buy for guys. And I'm like, oh, but a sweatshirt or a t-shirt, you know, like, can't go wrong with your favorite sports team. And then, okay, so... going back to our recording, I realized that when I was talking about one of my favorite Christmas songs with the Stephen Colbert trio with Mandy Patinkin, and it was not the guy from Smashing Pumpkins. It was Michael Stipe from REM. So I'm glad I'm getting a chance to correct myself before the episode airs, because I'm like, that wasn't Smashing Pumpkins. That was the guy from REM. Thank you for allowing me to correct my error. Do you ever do that when you're listening to podcasts and you're like, I know this.
Oh,
I wish I could tell them. I wish I could tell them right now.
I was listening to something today and they referred to, like, this person as, like, her brother and then her son. later on, and mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, you butchered that. But they did catch themselves.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I know we've done it, and I'm like, it's human error, and I get it. And I'm like, every time I'm listening, I'm like, oh, I could tell you this. Oh, but it's passed. The moment is passed.
Yeah.
But I think that's why you feel like your friends, like, oh, I could tell them about this.
Exactly.
Oh, I could tell them about this stuff. All right, friends. So anything else that you want to mention?
So I found a super cute shirt for my brother-in-law.
Oh.
But I can't think of what the company's name is. So that's not helpful.
You know?
But anyways, it's for, like, you type in what their job is or whatever. And, uh-huh. like, because he's EMT firefighter, uh-huh. it brings up. And it's, like, these skeletons loading like, a stretcher onto the ambulance. And it says, treat them and eat them.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, yes. It was so cute.
Treat them and eat them.
Yes. And they had one for a nurse, and it's like licensed drug dealer. It was cute, though.
Like, that's cute.
I like finding stuff like that.
Yeah, that's really cute. And that's a great idea, too. Like, profession. Like,
exactly.
Thank you.
Like, their job.
Their job.
Employment.
Yeah, their occupation.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that stuff.
But yeah, that's about it.
Okay. And I also want to point out, so in the beginning of the episode, we talk a lot about non-local, talking about local stuff. We have realized that as soon as we stopped recording the previous segment, we left out people. We kept coming up with people. We kept thinking about people locally. And to be equitable, it's like, there's too many people to list.
There is. And it's a small town, and there's no way that we're going to remember everyone.
And then not hurt, like, exactly. Again, and it's, and like, not intentional. Feelings. No, mm-hmm. And I'm sorry I talked over you.
No,
I'll stop
fine.
Doing that. What we are going to do instead, we're going to leave a space on our Facebook when we post this episode. We're going to ask for everyone in the area who follows us mm-hmm. to list their local business, list the businesses that they support, that they think would be good ideas to buy from, to support on Christmas, and probably, you know, year round.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a way for everyone to get involved and the community to kind of have their input. So we're not leaving anyone
exactly.
out. Yeah.
Yeah. This gives them a little bit of a platform to
promote.
To share and promote and, mm-hmm. and talk a little bit about their business.
Yeah.
Okay, so something else I want to mention because I forgot to before we went into that.
Hey.
Love this for us.
This is life. This is real life.
Love this editing. It's going to be fun. Okay, so something else to think about is, what do you get for the person who has everything?
Mm-hmm.
You can always, like, donate to a charity in their name.
Yes, for sure.
And so I've kind of, like, have a list in my mind of some charities, like, to just let you guys know about.
Mm-hmm.
Mission 22, I mentioned that at the beginning of the episode. That kind of helps when veterans get home from deployment. It kind of helps them with, like, therapies and giving them some of the resources they need to adapt back to civilian life.
Mm-hmm.
And Reese's Rainbow, that is, every year at Christmas, they will list all of the children that are needing to be adopted. And because Reese's Rainbow really focuses in on international adoption is about $25,000 more than domestic adoption.
Oh, wow.
So it's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of countries require you to go over there for set amounts of time,
mm-hmm.
maybe multiple trips. So it is very expensive to do, like, to adopt internationally.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these children have special needs. Around Christmas, they will post pictures of all of the children
mm-hmm.
on their website, and you can donate to their grants.
Oh,
to
wow.
their adoption grants.
Oh.
So that's an excellent idea.
That's amazing.
You can also donate to one that's near and dear to my heart. I'm not going to say it. It's NDSAN, and it stands for National Down Syndrome Adoption Network.
Okay.
That's an excellent, it's kind of like a third party that places families who are wanting to adopt children with Down syndrome with expectant mothers. Like, it's just, it's mm-hmm. kind of matches them. Another one would be Tunnels to Towers.
Okay.
Is another one. They help when, like, first responders or soldiers are killed in action, or killed in the line of duty.
Mm-hmm.
They help fund their, or pay for their mortgages off so
wow.
that their families can continue to live there without that you know, that income. ASPCA, St. Jude's.
St. Jude's is my go-to.
Yeah.
Ronald McDonald House.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes. Actually, yes. I know a family that's staying there right now while their child's in NICU. So
I feel like you're just like one degree away from someone who's had to use their services. So yes, for sure. And the Fisher House. Yes. For veterans.
Yes, yes, yes.
They put people up for when they're going to medical, right?
I think so. Or okay. The families of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
When the veteran's going through, like, surgeries or in the hospital or whatever. So that'll give you some ideas in case you want to donate, you know.
Yeah, instead of, you know, again, like, I feel like we usually do have... you're always struggling because it's like, what do I get the person who has everything? Because usually if you want something, you just go out and you get it. So a great alternative to give back to groups that are really doing great work.
Yeah.
For sure. And getting into the holiday spirit because it's all about giving and support and love. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that wraps up our second segment of our Christmas episode, and maybe it will get out before December 25th.
Remember to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Search for Girl, We Need to Talk.
And on all the platforms, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.